We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I more or less just went over the fact that we have to admit that we have a public safety challenge. You know, we can talk about the word crime all we want. I think we have a challenge here that we need to overcome. I don't have all the answers. I'm going to do what I can to try to find the answers and continue this dialogue, because I feel like everything, you know, it's like everybody gets together and we talk about it, and then after that, it's okay, you know, on to the next thing, and then we forget where we were at.
So would you say essentially we're out here kind of setting the reset button? You know, here we are starting the discussion again about crime in Niagara Falls, and hopefully we can get something done here.
I don't think we're resetting. I think it's just I felt it was necessary that the city and the state, the county, realizes that there is at least one politician, even though I don't consider myself a politician, that is here and realizes that we have a problem. We have a public safety challenge. I cannot continue to pretend that there's nothing going on in this city. Like I said, like when I was a kid, you went home when the streetlights came on. Now, your parents, if you know, they're involved, and that's an unfortunate circumstance in itself. But if they're involved, they want to know where you're at, who you're with, do you got your cell phone, what time are you leaving, what time are you coming home, who are you with. Like, and it shouldn't be like that. People should be able to walk outside and do things and enjoy themselves versus like, well, I'm not going to go down to that event because I'm going downtown. You know, whatever the case, we have this negative stigmatism that's stuck with us, and we need to fix it.
Well, I remember last year in this exact spot, city officials were celebrating that there were new cameras that were being placed along Pine Avenue. But, of course, today you're explaining an elderly woman gets attacked in broad daylight.
Right.
Is it that you think the cameras aren't working, public's not talking, or kind of a mixture of everything?
Well, the cameras are working. There's a lot of arrests that are made that people won't necessarily hear about because you're just, plain and simple, you're just not going to hear about them because it's not that newsworthy. But the cameras are working. The cameras are helping. We need to continue to build on what we're doing. I mean, there are some good things going on. I don't want everybody to think this is a negative thing, you know, like a complete negative press conference, because our police force and our police department are absolutely amazing. They're top-notch. The things that they do on a daily basis would blow people's minds of how good they are.
How much of a priority do you think the next mayor has to deal with crime? Should it be the number one priority?
That should be. I mean, obviously, a budget is going to be an issue, especially after picking the budget up after the current mayor and then doing with what they see fit for the upcoming year, or what was put there. But they should definitely be looking at crime. I mean, if you have even somewhat of a plan, and if you look today, Seth Picarillo actually put out a very nice viewpoint laying out his ideas for crime if he were to become mayor, is an absolute great read. And I applaud him for even coming up with that, because it's nice to know that somebody else is really on board with what I'm trying to at least start.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.